everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Great American Senior Show. I'm your gray-haired host, Sam Yates, and we are back in Brevard County. And I have to tell you, we were back in Brevard County because of something exciting that happened here. The Artemis launch, the preparation for taking man to the moon, happened again. The taking the man moon aspect here in Brevard County is something very, very special. And Sheriff, your department, your personnel played a vital role in making sure that went off without a hitch.
Yeah, you know, so every launch that we have here attracts people that come to see a piece of history. And, you know, when we returned to space back during COVID, I shouldn't say return to space, when we returned crewed launches to space, you know, hundreds of thousands of people came here. And I actually took a little heat over that because NASA was telling people to watch it virtually, and I was asked about it. And they said, when the media asked me, you know, what am I telling people about the launch? I said, Brevard County is open for launch business. And, you know, Sam, my thought process was, I need to get my restaurants back open. I need to get my hotels back in swing. I need to get, you know, retail, everything else, you know, going again. And so I wanted to bring people to Brevard County. So I said, Brevard County is open for launch business. And, man, it was great. People came here, and it was really a shot in the arm to help reboot our economy and re-kickstart it. So then, you know, you fast forward, and now we're at a pace where they're estimating sometimes as many as 3 to 4 launches a month, and maybe even more. And the launches, depending upon what they are, you know, for example, Artemis is a return to the moon, and for some, that's an unknown history moment. They weren't here. They weren't alive like you and I were to you know, revel in the success and the patriotism of yep. of America, you know, the race to the moon. Today, we have new reasons for going to the moon. We have, you know, the ability to, you know, do the things we're doing with easy returns of boosters and things that, you know, all those things. And so it's an exciting time. And then you see hundreds of thousands of people come to watch, you know, a launch of that magnitude. And, you know, for us, our team, they're all the same from what we do to protect citizens, but each one of them brings a little bit of uniqueness to it. If you think back to the shuttle days, you know, some of the crowds were bigger based upon who some of the astronauts were, and so, you know, it's exciting. If you go back 10 years ago, people wrote Brevard County off. They certainly wrote the north end of the Brevard County off because the Space Center was dying. And now, thanks to great private industry giants, we're a mecca of industry, and just exciting things. So, you know, our team responds to these in each one, and we bring in the additional resources. We work very well with the Emergency Operations Center, John Scott, the manager of EOC, and his team, and making sure that we're creating traffic patterns. Just yesterday morning, I was on a call looking at one of the upcoming launches, you know, and how it could impact traffic for the school, you know, and stuff. So every one of them, and certainly the volume of them, brings a challenge. But Artemis is an exciting time. The entire program, you know, watching Artemis go up and return to the moon was something that was just phenomenal. But, you know, knowing the next launch of that program or the next extension of that program, it's awesome. And you know, where else can you come to? And if you think about the history of Brevard County,
yes,
when I'm out and about and I tell people where Brevard County is, the two things that make them usually resonate with us are I Dream a Genie and the space program. And so if you think about and you marry those two together, this is where dreams are launched from. And it's an amazing place to be a part of.
And I have to say that a few years back, Barbara Eden was going to be in this immediate area. Mm-hmm. And because of COVID, she didn't make it here. Yeah. But we had really been looking forward to that.
Oh, me too. Because, you know, listen, I'm somebody that grew up on, watching I Dream a Genie. And I I wasn't from Brevard County, so I didn't know where Cocoa Beach was. And then, of course, I come here and I see it and everything. But I grew up on I Dream of Jeannie, and I was so looking forward to her being here because I was actually going to escort her up on stage. The crew had asked me to do that, and I was so excited about it. But she'll be back. She'll make her way back to us.
She is going to do that. Quick question about celebrities. We're seeing more and more celebrities here in Brevard County. Good thing, bad thing? How does that impact any of your operations?
Well, it doesn't impact us. Usually, the celebrities, depending on who they are, have their own security details and things of that nature. So it's not really drawn any resources away from what we do every day. But I think it's a good thing. And I think it's a good thing because you have to look at why are they coming here? And they're coming here because this is an incredible place, an incredible part of America. And so I think it's really neat to see them coming here. A lot of growth. Vieira is just bursting at the seams, and the growth that's anticipated and planned there is awesome. And the Vieira Corporation is such a great corporation to work with. They're very giving in their charitable giving. They're also very very wise in their developments and their planning of how those can only impact their residents in that Vieira area, but how they impact us and in the fire departments and things of that nature.
And that leads me to the question that, as you mentioned earlier, North Brevard County used to be not a ghost town, but property values and everything else were low, just nothing happening here. Now that we do see that growth, you're taking that all into consideration, and we see a growth pattern for your department then in the upcoming years?
Well, we do a comprehensive study to, everything that we do is based on per capita.
Sure.
And so we look at, how are we doing? How can we, better assign resources to different areas? If you look at the last comprehensive plan we had, we're about 56 deputies, positions, I should say, short. But because of the way we've aligned our resources, because of the shifts that we've put everybody on, and the way that we're able to work with our county commissioners to have the budget and the resource we need, we're at a great place. In fact, I've been sheriff now almost 10 years, and in the past 9.5 years, our crime rate has dropped by 51%, and that's almost unheard of. It's a direct credit to a community that partners with us, direct credit to the men and women of law enforcement, and a direct credit to our strategy that we will put your butt in jail if you as much as spit on one of our sidewalks. And so we're going to continue that. We're going to maintain that. And our goal is to lower the crime rate even further.
And I'm going to say, hint, hint, we need you to stay around for a long time.
I am going to stay here as long as our citizens and the men and women of this agency allow me to do so.
Echoing your statistics, and I reference this because I want our audience to realize it, the Space Coast Health Foundation recently completed a study, about a 200-page study of the status of health in Brevard County, and one of those categories was crime and violent crime, and we are well below the national average.
Yeah, and I you're going to hear me knocking on wood because I don't want to jinx that, but yes, you're right. One of the biggest challenges we have here is not on the violent crime side. We rank very high, in fact, I think third in the country in the most incidents of pedestrian and bicycle deaths, and circumstances create circumstances. And when you look at, the beautiful beaches we have, the people that want to go out bicycling and jogging and walking, not that I'm any of those, but the people that do that, we're at an increased level. People walking their pets, and all of those things. And so we have to be better at being careful on both ends of the spectrum, the driver of the automobile and the person walking in the crosswalk or riding their bicycle on the side of the road. All of us need to do better and lower that number as well. And we're working strongly to do awareness campaigns to keep that from, climbing up and making sure we're getting it down.
Sheriff, I know your time is at a premium today, so at some point when we do come back, let's talk more about that and make sure that we have some information for our residents, because year-round, we are outdoors here in Brevard County, so yeah. I think that's important.
Yeah, you know, the weather is great, and if it's hot, then you get in the water, you know, or people are fishing, all of those things. And so there's so many boxes that we check as a community here. It's why we're growing. It's why we're growing industry-wise. It's why we're growing population-wise. Thankfully, while our population is going up, our crime rate's going down.
And just as a sidebar to that, when we looked at that report from the Brevard or from the Space Coast Health Foundation, and we looked at senior citizens, Sheriff, those that had experienced crime in the last 5 years, 1.1%, yeah. Which is a phenomenal, it's almost unheard of crime within that segment as far as senior citizens. So we want to continue to do our part keep them safe.
Yeah, when we come back for another great show, let's talk about what we do on the economic crime side to protect our seniors, and let's talk about the impact that opioids are having in every community, including ours.
That is on my schedule. Sheriff, thank you very much for being here, and until our next episode, I'm your gray-haired host of the Great American Senior Show. I'm Sam Yates. That's the way our program ends.